I have to tell you, welcome everybody. I'm Dr. Pat. And this is Gina's show, Gina Libido. And I was just talking to her and Jacob before we just jumped on here. And I just want to say to everybody, I don't know who you are. I haven't met you personally, all of you. Some of you I have met. I am in awe on how awesome you all are. Now, I don't say that in a way that's some kind of media talk. I got to tell you, today, sitting here as I got ready for this show and introducing all of you again to Gina and her work, I'm a little bit in awe of the power of what we're talking about and the power and the energy of all of you. And today's show, it really is about ascension. It's about the power of self-reflection and contemplation. Self-reflection and contemplation. Now, what I want to say about this is normally when we have these conversations about self-reflection and contemplation, you're usually sitting across from your therapist. That is not today's show. This is sacred and safe place, because this is what Gina does. She is a coach that embodies soul-inspired living. She is somebody that has moved through the phases of body work and coaching. She supports and helps people navigate. If you go to her website, I want you all to take a look at this for a minute, because I had a moment this morning in doing this. But if you go to her website and you take a look, if you just look, soulinspiredreflections.com, what you're going to see is, and I do believe it's a work in progress, because I do believe Gina is going to knock it out of the park as we go into 2023. You're going to understand what's going on here, what she's doing to help people. But what she has created so far and how it's been done, especially with the help of our most amazing Jessica, is what we need today. Today, I'm inviting all of you to enter this space with us as we talk about the power of self-reflection and contemplation from a safe place and from an expansive place. Because all you need to do is have somebody tell you, you can't, you won't, it'll never happen. And if there's nothing that will grow hair on my chest faster, it's that. But today, do you want to live this life? Gina, we have got to help some folks. We've got to step into this. We've got to believe in abundance. And we've got to understand the power of self-reflection, don't we?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And as we get started here, I really want everyone who's listening, or whenever you listen to this broadcast, is to take a moment and just breathe and attune. Let's just breathe together, Pat, just nice breath in and attune to what's going to come out today. Yeah. And what happens for me when I take those nice deep breaths is I get calm and more centered in my body. And it also allows me to connect with spirit and my heart. So for those of you that are new to connecting with yourself and preparing for self-reflection, breathing is a really powerful tool and daily practice, and it can set your day up. You can set your intention for your day and get in the right space to support you to navigate the unknown parts of your day. And these are beginning, what I'm realizing, are the soft skills to our personal growth, the soft skills to the ascension process, which to me is an inner, it's not even just to me, it's an inner evolution. Some people will just say it's an involution. And I really want to just take a moment to dispel. Gus is agreeing to dispel.
Yeah, totally. I love your dog, because every time we're ready to hit something that is so powerful,
he barks.
Our animal friends are like, go.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gina.
Mm-hmm. Take a moment to dispel the glamorization of awakening and ascension, because people oftentimes mistake being awake for ascending on the soul level and getting on your path of growth. They're very different, even though they go hand in hand. Just because you're awake to things, if you're not making the choice to evolve, you're going to still sit in these places of potential judgment or just in this little same spiral. Okay. So it's easy, just like when I think of work, sometimes I can be recognized something and then just go, yeah, that's there. Yeah. And then do nothing within myself about it. Right. So as we step in to our ability to step into our personal power, because that's what ascension is to me, our soul growth and returning to sovereignty within the constructs that are around us. And within, as we return to our sovereign selves, we can also create the path of I'm thinking of the artist, like when you paint the canvas, we can paint a new canvas for ourselves. We can clear a new canvas.
Yeah.
And create from your inner growth, and that will project out. So that's what makes me think of heart coherence, because living in an expanded way and through the soul is living through the heart. And it's extremely multidimensional.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm witnessing. Go ahead.
That's what I'm trying to say, because what we're talking about here is we're really tapping in to what you do to support clients navigate the multidimensional nature of what our human experience is today and what that means. And we all know that there is the aspect of human doing. And that is, you get up almost robotically and you start to really carve out your day or what you're going to do. You don't even think sometimes how you're going to do it, right?
Right.
But something new is being called for in order to go into that place. Let's just call it rising up. Mm-hmm. You know, I shared this story a couple of days ago. I'm awestruck by eagles. I see them all the time. I live in the Pacific Northwest. I have giant trees out here. But here's what I'm struck by. I watch eagles allow crows to play. I watch an eagle will tolerate the gnawing, annoying crow. I don't know what the crows are thinking.
Well, the crows are tricksters too.
They are tricksters.
So when you're at that energy.
Right. Right. And so don't you love to watch the eagle? Because this represents what we're talking about today. Mm-hmm. So the eagle will play. And people that look at this, I remember a teenager saying this to me once, you know, why does the eagle allow that? And I said, oh, the eagle's just playing. Because once the eagle is ready to ascend, all it does is spread its wing and fly up. See, that's what we're talking about today. But an eagle doesn't do that without reflecting upon, what am I doing now? I got 20 crows floating around me. What am I going to do? Mm-hmm. I'm going to hang out here for a minute. But let's talk about what this looks like and how self-reflection and contemplation look.
Yeah.
How does that look, man?
Well, if we're using that metaphor as an eagle, the eagle's got that higher sight and vision. And what I would lean the eagle toward is it starts to move into that contemplative state. It's, you're connected to the divine, you're connected to your higher self. So as you're embodying this self-reflection piece, getting to know and see yourself, because you're learning how you operate and what buttons got programmed into you, what buttons that you get to keep and what programs that don't serve you anymore. So the ability to develop the soft skills of self-reflection becomes really powerful. Because it's an opportunity for you to take any situation in your life. It can be an inner encounter with a stranger, a friend, a work situation, and to self-reflect on the components on how did you show up in that moment? How did you contribute to that moment? Was there something else driving you that got triggered that's beneath your emotions, right? Because if we're having conflict, that's a huge indicator, something in me I get to look at here. And for me, that's when I assist clients, get excited for those moments, because that's where your potential growth can come from if you're willing to be truthful with yourself. So part of this self-reflection to me is you got to be raw with yourself.
Yeah.
You got to own yourself.
Yeah.
And that brings in the accountability and responsibility piece. Yeah. And own it. Like, if you're being a you know what, own it. If you don't want to be that anymore, you got to own that too. And the self-reflection gives you that ability to go, oh, why am I being that? Like, I recently read a post about a kid being picked on school, right? And the mother showed up at work because the girl wanted to go home. The mom's thinking, oh, it's days that we got to run laps at PE or something like that. Yeah. Mm. But she allowed her a little bit of time and helped her grade school daughter reflect and process through things. And it turned out she's being picked on, right? But when you allow that space for that self-reflection and you're able to start doing it with yourself or guided into it, it shows these other layers. It shows these other layers so we can go, wait, how do I want to show up in circumstances like this, you know, differently instead of running away to protect? Because that's normal. We're going to naturally, all adults go through this. I go through that. What do I don't want to look at right now? Yeah. Even with all my skill set, I still hit my fears. And then I'm just like, okay, wait, I got to pause here and look, be still. That stillness is what allows that deeper layer of wisdom to bubble up through us.
Yeah.
And then it shifts into the contemplation piece.
I want to talk about how that feels and looks for people, because, you know, when you hear people talk about it, like you just gave a beautiful example, you know, where there is that moment, and it's a moment. And honestly, I say a moment, but it doesn't even have to be that long. It could be a nanosecond. Mm-hmm. Where everything stands still and you gain some wisdom or insight. Mm-hmm. And then without even thinking about it, you know what the next move is. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'd like to do is I want to take a short break, a really short one, everybody. When we come back, let's talk about what that deeper knowing inside is and the power points of self-reflection and why this is pivotal for any version of self-growth. I don't care what you are, any version of self-growth. I don't think I've ever read any book from anybody that doesn't talk about it, but very few people help other people get there. That's what you do. Jacob, let's take a short break. Gina Libido, we'll be right back, everyone. Boy, does this feel like good times today. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love it. This is a show that's going to invite all of you to open up your heart, because it's about dreams coming true. There's a road we get to take as we craft out and we lay a course that's in service of so many others. Sometimes the universe, God, whatever you believe in, have you ever wondered why, but better than why or how, the universe knows how to line things up in a way that gets you ready for the most expansive part of who you're going to become? This is the time to change. And gratitude, leading with love, opens up more expansive possibilities than you can imagine. Crust busting your way to an awesome life. I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back. I just want you to know this is I so love getting to share the conversation with the host of a fabulous show, Soul Inspired Reflections, Gina Libido, joining me here today. You know, we're talking about many things, but today it's ascension, power of self-reflection and contemplation. Before we continue, because this is really very important to really understand what self-reflection is, and then we'll go on later on to talk about contemplation. This is the body of work you do. It's one aspect of the work you do with other people. You do it in your coaching. You do it across the board.
Yes.
What is the best way for people to, one, find out, schedule a session with you, any or all of those things?
Yeah. The best way for someone to get a hold of me is go directly to my website at soulinspiredreflections.com. And I do have an area for one-on-one coaching where you can click on there and schedule a free 30-minute consultation with me. And also just send me a direct email if you want to find out more as well with specific questions so I can prepare a little better to support you in our consultation. And that's and sign up for my email, because if any of this is interesting you, I'm in the process of creating a group coaching program will have different levels to it. And once that gets a little more solidified on my end, then I'll start launching it more. But it's already kind of, it's in the works and is coming, and it's there to support you. And then the part of the group piece that's so powerful is you grow together as a cohort. And you start to create a community of like-minded people that are in this process of waking up and learning how to navigate life from the heart, from the soul, and recognizing, wait, this is actually really organic. It's not, I support people getting beyond the cognitive, and then it's just in your cells, and then you just are, right? Because if we get too stuck in our mind, we can create limitations with us when we start to overanalyze a little bit. But go to soulinspiredreflections. I look forward.com, and I look forward to hearing from you, even if you just want to inquire, because sometimes we just need that face-to-face to get clarity on, like, hey, what exactly is this process? Because I support you through the experiential process of you, experiencing you, how you're navigating the world, and support you in your awareness to, oh, I want to show up this way instead. Because there's growing pains along the way, and we all need, every master needs a mentor. I still see my mentors, and they're just supporting me on a different level of my own journey.
Yeah. I have said this before. I have 5 different people that I work with. They all have a special area. What I just heard you say is give a demonstration of how you are in the reflection and contemplation stage of forming this group. I love that.
Yeah.
Look, I want to talk about what reflection is, and I want to talk about the importance of it. And, you know, that's going to roll right into the difference between contemplation and self-reflection. Somebody asked me a question the other day. I believe it was in an interview. Mm. And they asked me a question. What do you think? How did they ask me? What do you think have been, since you've been doing the show, the 2 most impactful phrases you've heard or things you've heard? So I said, out of the gate, Ram Dass is Be Here Now. Mm-hmm. I said, you want to talk about Eckhart Tolle? That's great. I got to interview Ram in my first early years. Guy's hilarious. Be Here Now. Great book. And they said, well, what's the second? Quiet Quitting. And they said, what? I said, wait a minute. Let me tell you why. This is exactly what you're going to talk about now. While Quiet Quitting brought something up that gave us a new level of awareness of what employees were feeling, it also did an enormous and continues to do an enormous disservice to the younger generation of people that are now labeled as this. It has very little to do with quitting and more to do with people leveling the playing field in the exchange process. And so as I did that, they said to me this, man, you've been reflecting on this for a while. And I looked at them and I said, I have, and I know there's something for me to do, but I don't know what it is. Isn't that the essence of reflection? It gets us to one place, but it's not the whole place, is it, Gina?
Right. It's the learning ground. When we are in self-reflection and develop this soft skill in a place that's going to empower you, look at it as a learning ground. It's the field for you to learn and then make a choice. Before you make the choice, you're beginning to see there's awareness happening, right? So when you're using this example of quiet quitting and being present, because all this is about being present, you cannot self-reflect without being present and be effective at it, I'll say. Because if you're pulled in multiple directions, you got to get to the stillness. That's part of getting into coherence, right? The self-reflection assists in getting into coherence with your heart, the deeper part of what you truly want. And so you're using this example of quiet quitting. It's really powerful and very poignant to our time, right? Because they're recognizing they want something more in their life. That's when I feel people begin to contemplate, is because they want something more in their life and they don't know how to do it just yet. So you're figuring it out. Like, okay, what are my strengths? What else do I know how to do? I went through this as I left my career in law enforcement, because I left, you know, I went out on stress leave, things like that. And I was ready to let go of my bodywork license and things like that. And I'm like, hold on. Something in me was like, hold the phone. I had to go. I had to stop, because I was also in the sea of heightened emotions. And I had to come back to center. I had to self-reflect. Is that the best choice for me right now? And I'm like, no, that would be cutting a resource for me. So I'm like, okay, no, let me keep all these things active and then wait till I'm in a place so I can make the next step for myself when I felt more grounded, right? So this quiet quitting is that same thing. They're recognizing I want something better in my workplace. Quitting may not always be the best choice for everybody, because some people will take that as an opportunity, like, what changes can we make in the workforce so we can retain, so we can have a more cohesive, productive community at work?
Yeah.
And that's what going into this self-reflection and coming into heart coherence, you can embody that, because with the heart coherence comes in is you're learning how to be more kind, caring, acceptance of yourself, acceptance of the existing, we'll say, workplace, and you're self-reflecting like, hey, what do we really want? My mindset needs to change, right? The workplace mindset and culture needs to change. So when we're having people do these mass quittings, if your leaders at work aren't paying attention to why that is, there's a huge problem with that.
Yeah.
And that you can also bring in on your smaller scale of your own personal life.
Yeah. And boy, I'll tell you, we're onto it now. See, the reason I brought that up is because I want people to know that the body of work you do is multidimensional.
Yes.
But you really meet people where they are. And if somebody calls you and they say, Gina, I am struggling with my career, you can meet them there. If they call you and say, I need $100,000 to get my business through the roof, I'm afraid. I don't know where it's going to come from. I already have debt. You can meet them there, right? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's what I want people to know about this. And so let's talk about this for a minute, because self-reflection, I don't know about you, but I've had the good, the bad, and the bad and ugly about it. I don't know. What am I doing wrong?
I think the key thing is not doing anything wrong.
Thank
it's
you.
Just that shift into just that slight thing out of the rut, right? So when someone's at a place, or say like a runner hits that wall, right? And we all will hit that wall no matter what level we're at, right? And it's pausing. It's pausing to go, wait, where do I need to pause right now? Sometimes we're forced to stop.
Yeah.
Right. So that can show up like I get sick, or I get in a little fender bender, or we were talking about Gaia before. Life has a way of stopping us and go, wait, hold on. Because now when we're opening up to the multidimensionality of the self, but also the earth working with us and reflecting back what we need. So this is also part of self-reflection. Our external world is the mirror, becomes the mirror. And so when I meet people that, hey, I need $100,000 for business, or I'm changing career, because there's a lot of stress that comes with that. And another reason why people can come to me, because I've experienced that. I've experienced big changes like that and taking leaps, like having no idea where my income's coming from. Or I'm in the midst of starting a business and really like, only God knows how I'm making it through and paying my bills. But it happens. It shows up for us, because I have to step out of the fear, because that still shows up, and come back to that coherence, right? So how I support you in that, or anybody, is like, let you talk it out. Communicate. You got to be able to voice it. And when we have that space, hold that space for you in safety, where you feel safe. And then it could take a couple times.
Yeah.
There's a severance process that occurs, but once you feel like you're safe in sharing, then we can start to peel back those layers to get you moving your needle toward the direction you want to go, right? Because you got to have some sense of goal, and then you got to be willing to let the fears come to the surface so you can reflect on that. Where are your strengths? Where are your weaknesses? Where do we need to make adjustments? And I assist you drawing out your own answers because they already exist within you.
See, that's what I love about the group idea, first of all. I love that you're forming a group together. And, you know, it's interesting because I'm also, you know, this is a time of reflection, and I was preparing for our show today. And I really went through this and I said, wait a minute, benefits, pitfalls. Yes, there are. Mm-hmm. But everything you have put in place since I met you, all the changes you've made, and I've watched this, it's so fascinating to see how ascension and exactly what you're talking about, you have been doing, and we can see the results. And isn't that, and let's talk about this when we come back. Isn't that one of, at least for me, what I have found in interviewing a lot of people, but what I love about your approach is you have moved beyond the cliche language of new thought, and you've taken the power of the energies that we're talking about, and you're saying, and by the way, I have applied these every day in my life, and I am going to be able to help you, right? See, that's the level we're at now. Ascension can be practical.
It is very practical. Right? This whole process is an organic process that happens to every soul in their divine time. And this is where people get lost in the language. What is that? It's you. It's you growing. It's you recognizing your inner growth right now. In the present.
So we need to call Air Supply, the group that did Lost in Love, and have them change the title to Lost in Language. Let's take a short Jacob, go ahead and find that. Oh my God, I love that song. It's so crying. Let's take a short break. When we come back, who might you think right now? Oh, I hate to use this word, but it's so contemporary. Who might you think right now is trending because of an enormous body of self-reflection, contemplation, and then doing something about it? Who do you think that might be? Maybe some of you know who she is. Maybe some of you don't. It's an enormous body of work on self-reflection and contemplation. Are you ready to do it? Let's take a short break. When we come back, what the heck is contemplation? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Maximum Resilience with me, Kelly Bazzani, your ally for addiction, the first Monday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join us and engage in this epic journey of how to own your power and change your perception of addiction while we revolutionize the approach that ensures mental health as we address a worldwide epidemic. Take the steps that lead you towards an incredible life of maximum resilience. We do recover. Visit MyResilienceCoach.com.
You are made for more. I'm Coach Lisa, and I'm here to help you achieve ultimate life satisfaction. Your life matters to the world. Reimagine your future with an individualized life by design approach with my free ebook, The 5 C's of Coaching: Commitment, Clarity, Coachable, Creative, and Change. Find the transformation you're looking for. Go to lisabeltz.com. That's LYSABELTZ.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. This show is about the power of change. It's about the power of transformation. It's about the power of rising up. And I want to tell you something. It is so timely because nobody understands this better than Gina and me, as a matter of fact, about why this is the time now. We have gone through 3 years unlike anything. And despite what you hear in the headlines about the word over, I will tell you that people are doing and have done more self-reflection, and I dare say contemplation, but I have to wait till what Gina says about it. in the past 3 years about their lives than I've ever seen. And contrary to popular belief, divorce is not up. Why is that? That's another show. But today, this show's for all of you. If you want to understand yourself and your life right now, if you want to make sense out of living on the edge of crisis anticipation every day, 87% of you say you are. If you understand how to rise up in the power of self-reflection and contemplation, please give Gina a call. She has carved out an entire concept and program and coaching platform because not only does she understand this, but she's walked through this. You heard a little bit about what she said about her own journey. But when you walk through this, I will say to you, you can do it. It is so much harder to do alone. I'm just telling you right now. Gina, what's your website again? And then we got to talk about contemplation, right?
Yeah. My website is soulinspiredreflections.com. Please reach out. I'm happy to talk to you, give you some clarity on how I can support you, and sign up for my email list, because that's the way you're going to know when the group coaching begins too, if that's more resonant with you. Mm-hmm. And you also get a free guided meditation when you sign up for my email.
Look, we talked about, and I love that we started out with self-reflection, but we rarely talk about contemplation, right? Yeah. It is a powerful word. We think they're one and the same. You got to set the record straight for us here. Yeah. Let's have a chit chat about contemplation, can we?
Happy. Yes, let's do that and see what comes out. Yeah, people often think they're the same thing, and they're very distinct, because contemplation moves you further into your union with yourself and the divine and higher vision, and whatever word you want to place on that, and that ability to ponder. And it can become extremely philosophical for some people. And it's interesting because there's a monastery of Manchester in the UK that they have a school of contemplation. This is where you go into the mystics, right? And all of us now, or those that are walking a path, I'll say at some point, everyone will get there in their own time. We're becoming mystics. We're learning how to contemplate our lives and more of the cosmos and my purpose here. But to be able to do that, you have to learn to be fully present and to go into these deeper areas of listening, right? Beyond the chatter, right? We go back to the eagle and the crows. The eagle's up high watching the crows do their cackling or whatever it is they do. Disrupting things, right? Our life is full of distractions. But when you get into contemplation, the distractions fall away and become part of the background meditation almost. And then the wisdom comes up. Your soul growth can happen with more clarity and purpose. And then you can bring that down and discover, oh, here's the direction I want my life to go, mm-hmm. and discover the meaning of my life. My purpose and how I want to live it through heart, through love, through kindness. And how do I do that? Because it doesn't have to be big.
No.
It doesn't. The smallest insight will give you the biggest growth.
Yeah. I want to just give you a little tidbit, and I want you to run with it.
All right.
Somebody was looking at the show because we post upcoming shows.
Okay.
And I get text messages. I don't even know where. I honestly don't know where half of the messages I get, but somebody texted me. Is that like a word, Jacob? Is that correct?
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
All right. And they sent me a message and they wanted, I have to do it. I have to tell you.
Yeah.
Okay. So they said, self-reflection and contemplation. Isn't that like tomato and tomato? And I texted back and said, no. It's more like cucumber and pickle. Look, the point was tomato, tomato is the same thing. It's still whatever you want to call it. It's still that red or whatever color thing it is. But we are not talking about that. Now, I don't know if it's like a cucumber and a pickle, right? But
that's the
point
transformation.
Is,
I mean, let me pause you right there.
Yeah, pause me.
there's a transformation that occurs because you cured the pickle, like you cured the cucumber, so it pickled into something else.
Yeah.
So the self reflection is the gateway toward the contemplation where the transformation could come through.
Thank you.
Different perspective.
That's what we've got to talk about now, because we have got to rearrange, readjust, and make amendments to what came out of what we call the New Thought Movement.
Mm-hmm.
We got hooked on Be Here Now. And I interviewed Ram Dass, and he was never about not taking action. And I want to just be really clear.
Yeah.
Self-reflection and contemplation is not because we have nothing to do. We have a vision. We have something.
Mm-hmm.
We are looking at something. You're either stuck or you're unstuckable. But the point is, isn't this the pathway you're laying out? Because ascension was the topic today. This is to rise up. It's not that you're down in the dumps. You could be a top CEO making a lot of money, and maybe you want to rise up somewhere else, right?
Yeah. And this is about rising up. This is about creating that new world. This is about letting go of the old structures that are out of balance, that aren't serving us as a community, as a global market, as a global tribe, right? Because if we all go expand out, if we all could look at the earth from outer space, we're one planet. We're embodied. This is the oneness. This is where people are moving toward over time. Yeah. And then that's our unity of each other, that we're in the fabric. Everything I say, do, and act on affects the web. It affects the global community, right? So when the more people wake up to themselves and recognize, oh, as I grow internally, and make different choices based on self-reflection and contemplation, because contemplation, we're going to bring in our higher qualities that we can attain at that time, right? Because we're constantly evolving. So I can have the same situation tomorrow and have it, or next week, and show up differently in that, because then I gain more wisdom. Okay. That's where we're growing. It then, as I'm growing, it feeds into my inner circle of friends, family, the acquaintances I run into on the street, because I'm showing up from love, compassion, multiple lenses, even if someone or myself is having the worst day ever.
Yeah.
Right? So we're attaining, any of us, we're beginning to attain the ability to embody and hold sacred every single experience. Every single experience, because we're part of the whole. So if I'm having anger, there's anger in the world. If I'm harming someone else with my words, physically, my thoughts, or what have you, that means that ripple goes out. And the same goes if I'm showing kindness, compassion, love for myself and for others, acknowledging, you know, the homeless person on the street, saying, hey, do you need water today? Or just bringing it. Of course, when you're safe to do that, because sometimes some people, literally, you're not safe to do that. But there's ways to show up differently. Like you brought up the CEO, that sure, you can have all the money in the world, but you can be spiritually void.
Yeah. Look, I love this, because we're going to go ahead and even skip the next break. Because part of the conversation is there's an end game. And I want to point out the end game as we move towards it. And that is, I believe, what you call personal power or sense of sovereignty.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about personal power and almost like back into it.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that I hear time and time again is to almost, you would think they're conflicting, but maybe not. I want to hear your thought on it, is the sense that people have lost their personal power over the past 3 years, right? It is interesting, because on the other hand, at the same, and I think this was a phase. I think it was phased. I think when they say that, they're saying when this hit, we felt we had no control of anything. But then as time went on, I mean, I can't say thank you to Zoom enough, but as time went on, they regained something. Something came back. But if we really broke this down and really had conversations with people, I guarantee you self-reflection and contemplation would be at the core of how they went from, I don't have any personal power, to I now feel more empowered. What do you think?
The key word to me in that was control. That's directly tied into our sense of self-power, right? Because then you're tapping in, and where I end up going and educating people on is also our energetic system and our chakras, because we have to balance that system and bring that into the coherence with our heart and stuff. And that also requires the ability to self-reflect, bring in the contemplation and go, wait, what's the higher choice here? Am I hooking into this past? So coming into what you just asked, the sense of control happens because we didn't have control over the pandemic. We don't have control of who was going to die or who was going to live or who was going to be sick and still have effects, right? Who's going to take, you know, I'll just say just tap my shoulder. Everyone knows what we're talking about. And who isn't? But all those are personal choices too. But the way someone shows up in that, some made their choices through fear and influence, external influence. Others made their choice and waited and go, wait, is this the right thing for me? And then made their choice. And there's no wrong choice here. You got to do what's right for yourself. This is part of that sovereignty. Here's the difference. Sovereignty, you're not operating from fear. You may experience fear, but ultimately you're going to work through that, make your choice.
It's not the driver.
It's not the driver, right? Your driver is your intuition, which you feel through your body in a sense, that knowing. The fear is another sense, but it's a driver. It's emotionally based. It's ungrounding. And you're like, oh, someone external force is influencing you and nudging you in that direction. And it shows up everywhere. It's not just what occurred for the pandemic, but that's just a large scale and everyone can relate. Yeah. Many people were forced to sit with themselves.
Yeah.
And then it recognized, wait, I don't want to be controlled by my schedule anymore. I don't want to be controlled by this construct. We're breaking down constructs. That's the important piece to recognize. We're breaking down the constructs that don't work anymore. And it's showing up in our day-to-day life. And people are either choosing to try to hold on to the construct where I need something outside of myself that's going to take care of me. I need the pension. I need the 9-to-5. And I was the 9-to-5er.
Me too.
I was for many years up until I left last year. It's been a year
now. I'm 9-to-9.
But you have fluidity in it.
Exactly. And I make the choice. Thank you.
You get to choose. And let me ask you this. How does it feel in your body? Is there joy? Is there gratitude? How does it feel in your body?
Light as a feather. You know, I'm not saying that you and I don't go through days where we need answer solutions. We have some tools to get them, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I know today, I didn't choose this pathway in the conventional way. It was a gift. You can call it God, universe, but I had a moment. And can I call it self-reflection, even though I hadn't thought about it like this?
Yeah.
But I had a moment where I was one of the lowest points in my life, and everybody around me thought I shouldn't be. And I dialed the wrong phone number. But I didn't hang up. If I'd have hung up, you and I would not be talking today. Now,
I love when this happens.
But that point led to so many, many more situations of what we've talked about, because we have to help folks to show the work you do, understand the power of self-reflection and contemplation. Because you know what the key is? It's self. Nobody is telling us how to do it or what to do it with or how to think about it. Mm-hmm. See, isn't that one of the core tenets of this? Is that when we talk about self-reflection and contemplation, right? The ball's in our court. It's us.
Yeah. And people are not used to making their own choices. They're not.
I had to learn.
I had to learn too. And I'm still learning that. And I'm also still learning, how do I still show up when I'm collaborating with people? Right? Like, that's huge. And how can I be in harmony with the people that I'm working with and things like that, whether it's friends, you know, even this, right? It's a collaboration of multiple people. We're constantly learning. And one of my biggest suggestions to people and reminder right now is it's like a ladder, right? We're going to have certain levels of support, but if I'm holding on to that lower ring and trying to grab the upper ring, I can't ascend. I can't. I have to let go of what I once related to, even if it's the same concept, because I'm evolving every day. So how I relate to even this conversation right now, some other wisdom may come up tomorrow because I grew. And then that's that unlocking the code. It's unlocking the keys within myself, connecting to my higher self. And they'll go, okay, now she's ready for that next drop of wisdom. And it expands through our thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So this is where I was been reading this book that was channeled by Lee Harris. He connects with his guides called the Z's. And they started, and I kept looking at it. I went to grab my light, my ring light for today. And I walk out of the room with the book and I'm like, this is not the ring light. And I'm like, okay, there's something I need to read in here. And I just listened to one page number and I listened to 52, but I opened it to 55. And I read this little paragraph and they're starting to talk about time, past, present, future. So this is also, I feel, related to when we go into contemplation and moving from that self-reflection, we get that little map of where we're at and how we're operating, go into contemplation and call all aspects of myself, every mm-hmm. soul timeline I've ever lived to be here present in this now moment to bring up the wisdom of what I've been reflecting on.
Mm-hmm.
I can call on my past self. I can call on my future self that I'm creating right now. I'm creating my future self right now, and it's all going to come to me as this now moment as I make actions, right? And then I could sit there and wait for clarity.
Yeah. This is interesting.
We're timeless.
Timeless. I want to talk about this in terms of you for a minute. When you and I first met, I knew several months ago, I knew there was going to be something that you would be creating or co-creating with the universe. I couldn't tell you what it is. I couldn't tell you what your new logo would look like, but I knew it. You knew it too.
Mm-hmm.
And what followed is exactly what we are talking about. There were choices you made, and we don't need to go into them, but you reached out for help. Logos were designed, beautiful logo, sacred mm-hmm. imagery, beautiful website. See, self-reflection, yeah. contemplation, and then action. And I want to ask you, how did that feel for you? Because I want people to hear that when you go down to the path, if you just hold on to three things, self-reflecting, contemplation, and action, right? It doesn't matter how big or small, how'd that feel?
And trust. You got to add trust in there.
Please do.
I ran the gamut of emotions through all of that, right? Because at the time too, here I am, left work in the middle of a workers' comp claim, stress beyond any stress I've ever experienced. There's fear. There's unknown.
Yeah.
I don't know what my life's going to look like. I felt liberated. I felt free. I felt creative. I felt I was in the best opportunity to do whatever I wanted. But I still kind of even stayed in my cave of my home a bit in the beginning. And then I'm like, I got it. It's now or never. It's now or never kind of attitude. And then I showed, that's when I don't even know how. Yeah, I got reconnected with Jessica. She saw my, I think, my original website.
Yeah.
and the content. And she reached out again, but the timeline lined up, right? Because then on your end, you offered people an opportunity.
Yeah.
And she reached out again. And the difference was that the first time was a distinct, like, no in my physical body. This is where my work comes in. I get you into your physical body. And then the second time was like, yes.
Yeah.
And so what unfolded there was this, all of a sudden this pathway opened to go, okay, then now I could actually do the logo and web design too.
Yeah.
Because it freed something else up and some other energy up, which in this way was also finances for me and the creative pathway and the collaboration. So, and there's bumps along the way, but I had to go into self-reflection and pause and go into the stillness before I responded to anything. I had to get clear with myself, like what is here for me, and then bring in the contemplation piece. What's my highest way to show up in this moment?
I love that you're talking about this, because you see, this is the key for people. You know, this is part of what I want people to hear from you, is that not only can you walk through multiple dimensions, probably simultaneously, but you understand what it is like to have feet on the ground.
Yeah.
And I think that's really the key. That is the core essence of what I'm seeing the people I talk to really need. Look, thank you for today's show. They need it. Thank you for today. I want to ask you again, please let people know how they can reach out to you, but tell them about the group work that's coming up. Tell them about that.
You reach out to me at soulinspiredreflections.com. And I'm in the midst of creating a coaching program, and the title of it may change a little bit just to stay in coherence and continuity with Soul Inspired.
Yeah.
And so it'll still have the energy of planetary logos, but that's about transformation and alchemy, which exists in that. Soul Inspired Coaching Program. It's a group coaching program where we'll go through and break down the concepts like I'm talking about. And there'll be a level one, a level two, and level three. And we'll go into these things and also bring in the sound and frequency to assist you in liberating yourself in through different ways. And it'll incorporate what we're talking about, self-reflection, attuning, grounding. And that's my medicine. Right? Everyone I've ever known, no matter how little I was to now, is like, oh, you're really grounded, right? Really grounded. We all have our primary medicine, right? But everything's contained within us. Mm-hmm. And so now for me, it's like, people are operating faster. The world's moving faster. A lot of change. How do I stay grounded in the chaos and stay here in my heart as I'm navigating the multidimensionality of myself? Mm-hmm. So those are the type of things we're going to keep going, but start to chip away at it so you can build a new foundation for yourself, because that's what this is. Yeah. And that's our lower chakras. Mm-hmm. And people want to go high, high, high. When we create, this kind of circles back to the first episode we did. When we open and reground our lower bodies, our lower chakras, that foundation, we will naturally open up ourselves to the divine.
Gina, I love it. One more time, let's give out your website. And if there is a personal message or something you want to leave us with, what would that be?
Yeah, soulinspiredreflections.com. Reach out. I'm happy to talk with you. We can schedule a one-on-one. Sign up for my email list just to so you will be on it when I start marketing and letting people know what I'm doing. And my message for today, one step at a time, and you take action. You want to change your life, you got to take action that supports the direction you're going.
Thank you so much. Also, thank you for reminding not just me, but the people that are listening, that we can regain, recover, re-energize our personal power. And thank you for giving us a blueprint to do it today. Thank you, Gina.
You're welcome. Happy to be here.
Yeah. Jacob, thank you so much. You all, a lot covered today. Take a moment to kind of follow this pathway And if you get stuck, if you stumble a little bit, even if you fall, you don't have to do it alone. Give Gina a call. Thank you so much. Stay tuned. We got more coming up on Transformation Talk Radio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.